Live today
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. A very great morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you for tuning in for the second part of the show. 7:31 is the time. I'm Sharif Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
Complimentary season to you all. Let's start with the business page of the Daily Sun newspaper. Airlines cash in on festive season to hike fare to 130,000 Naira.
For those of you who want to travel during Christmas, I want to bust your bubble. It's, you know, don't worry. I'm not being wicked, but I just want to prepare your minds. And that's the essence of this story. The part that concerns you in this story, really, is this. I'm reading from the Daily Sun. It says, as at the last count, meaning that it can change. It's not likely to go downwards, probably go upwards. But as the last count, one-way economy ticket on a 7 a.m. airpiece flight from Lagos to Owerri for Saturday, December 24, that's for tomorrow, had risen to 120,000, or what we call 120K on the streets, okay? While a 6:50 a.m. flight from Enugu to Lagos is going for the same amount. The cost of one-way ticket from Lagos to Anambra was 100,000 on airpiece flight for Saturday. That's advanced booking. I don't know if that will apply now. And the cost is from Lagos to Asaba also is 100,000. For Ibom Air, the cost of a one-way ticket from Lagos to Enugu, 130,000. United Nigeria, one-way economy ticket, 110. And so on and so forth. So the tickets are ranging between 100 and 120. Badana Air offers a lower price at 85,000 and Lagos and Enugu 90,000. Green Africa tickets, I've never heard of these ones, 69,500 from Lagos, while Arik to Owerri is 95,500. So that gives you an idea of what is going on. And the chairman of the National Association of Air Pilots and Engineers, Arik Air Chapter, Moody Mohammed, told Sunday Sun that this is a festive period where people travel to meet their families, and this is the reason passenger traffic increased. I traveled to Kebbi and just returned, and that route has improved tremendously. Like I told you, going through the tickets myself to see what you can find to go to the United Kingdom, as at 2 days ago, I don't know if it's gone up now, an economy ticket to London Heathrow, 1.6 million. 1.6 million. Okay, now let's now go to downtown where the boys, you know, the boys going by road, you know, that kind of a thing. The alternative to traveling by air is the road option. But checks revealed that cost of traveling by road has also increased. Now, on the website of GUO Motors, a trip to Enugu from Lagos with a Sienna car now costs 27,500 for an adult and 20,600 for a child. While a trip with Hayas bus costs 24,500 for an adult, 18,375 for a child. On God is Good Motors website, the trip to Anambra from Lagos with Hayas costs 22,700, while the trip to Enugu costs 24,900. ABC costs 19,500 and Chisco costs 20,900. Now, back again to those who want to go by flight. Besides increase in passenger traffic, which is usually expected during the festive period, the high cost of flight tickets may be attributed to scarcity of aviation fuel, as domestic airlines have warned passengers to expect flight delays and cancellations. Indeed, on the international route, it's not any better. In the UK now, you know, traveling has been made more difficult by the various strikes and the weather. You know, so you need to know that if you are still in the process of making up your mind whether to go or not. So essentially, that's. Are you going anywhere?
No, I'm not. I have to walk.
You have to walk. That's true. Me, I'm not walking. No, I'm good. On
but you are walking.
No, I'm here. This is a pastime. No, this time around, you know, in life, you must know your name.
That's
limit.
Right.
I'm not going to be spending $1.6 million to go for a 6 hour. I don't think. Apart from the fact that, okay, some people might argue that don't mind him, he has the money. Even if I have the money, I earn my money in such a hard manner. I'm not a civil servant. I'm not a politician. I'm not listening. I sweat for my money. I can't spend that kind of money. Even on a local flight, it doesn't add up to me. Because you're not likely to be going home alone. So is your wife and two children.
That's right.
You're going to splash out $500,000. Why not spend $500,000 here where you are?
You know.
Have a jolly good time.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to spend $500,000, you can bring it to my house and I'll give you a good time.
Yeah.
My pocket balance.
I mean, just to spend quality time with JD, you know.
I know.
Should we start to taking a proposal?
No, don't take proposal, please. I beg you.
We'll just take three people. I don't know. 3 hours on Christmas Day.
Nah. But if you have free chicken to serve, I'd be glad to come to your house.
Okay.
I don't eat turkey, but I don't mind turkey.
What are you talking about?
No, turkey is the frozen one that they splash all over the place. But if you want to eat
a
Christmas turkey.
Yeah.
This is where I miss Alaba Johnson, my father-in-law, way back in the day.
Yeah.
I used to bring his turkey in from the United States, make so much big fuss about turkey and everything. Well, let's say, Merry Christmas, by the way. Have you received a Merry Christmas?
Yes, I did.
I didn't, too. Merry Christmas to everybody.
All right. So, am I invited?
To where?
You are celebrating. Are you not celebrating Christmas?
The house is full.
What do you mean? I will create space for me now.
No,
I have to come.
Your appetite is too large for me to feel.
I don't eat that much now. Ah, come on. Let's go. Let's go to Daily Trust. Page 6 of the Daily Trust says, NPAN, NUJ, NGE mediate in Arise TV APC campaign council row.
Well, at least there's peace in the land. That's, you know, of course, you know what it was. Arise TV kept inviting the APC presidential candidates and the two members, Dele Alake and Bayon Onoga, of the APC press team took on the publisher of Arise, and there was a lot of debt going in between them. But in between all this, the major issue has not been addressed, and that is the candidate of what's the name of the party now? The candidate of the APC has decided to form which is okay, but it's okay. He's within his rights to pursue his own agenda without talking to necessary, because it's not just Arise really. All he's been doing is talking to his own people that he sets up. That is okay. It's all right. No problem. But we. You understand what I'm saying? The voters, we must insist that he has to engage in independent. If he doesn't want to go to Arise, at least he could go to others. So this, what has been settled here really is between the two persons, so they should stop yabbing each other, you know, in public. And there was too much debt being thrown around by the two of them, by the two groups, who incidentally are my friends, apart from Bayon Onoga. I went to school with Dele Alake, I knew Nduka when he was in university, and I was a copper. From then, we've had a relationship till date. Let's bother ourselves with. Let's just look at the principle. I like the game that the APC played. Okay, it's Shakara game, you know, and that is because they know, and all of us know that public speaking is not Ashiwaju's strength at all. I mean, which is okay. I mean, if you don't have a strength in public speaking or you have health challenges, it's okay. It's for the electorate to decide. It's not for us to decide for them. But all's well that ends well, and I'd say the meeting was held in Chief Segun Oshoba's house, who, incidentally, you must know, even though he's a journalist and so on and so forth, is a top member of the APC and the Tinubu camp. But the meeting took place, and at the meeting, present at the meeting were that Arise TV was represented by its chairman, Nduka Begbuna, Eniola Bello, and Kayode Bukomolafe, and on the other side were my good friend Dapi, Dele Alake, and Wale Edun, who is a member of the council. It says also present at the meeting, which was held at the residence of Chief Oshoba, was Gbenga Adefaye. All these are my people. Gbenga Adefaye, I think Uncle Sam was also there somewhere. Okay, he wasn't. So also present at the meeting was a resident of Gbenga Adefaye, according to this paper. Okay, and ICV and this day on one side and APC have been at loggerheads. They're telling us the history of what it was. But they say that in the spirit of a gentlemanly agreement. So let me read this, start from here. The meeting was at the instance of the Nigerian Press Organization. The meeting resolved that, considering the fellowship among us and overall interest of press freedom in the country, the disagreement between the two parties should be settled amicably and without preconditions. And that in the spirit of this gentlemanly agreement, the meeting decided that it was not necessary to issue a public statement. Now, I wonder why. These things are not sacrosanct. It depends on what side of the divide that you are. But personally, I think that I'm going to find it difficult to cast my vote for anybody who wants to dictate everything from top to bottom. He should fit into public. We shouldn't fit into his. He should be the one to fit into us. That's the way I think these things go. But then again, like I said, there's nothing sacrosanct. He hasn't broken any law. Those are his tactics. If we like, we will vote him in. If we don't like, we will vote in somebody else. It's a free world. It's for you out there. But personally, I'm not. It's no debate, no vote. I still stand by what I say. No debate. Because a debate offers the opportunity for the man to be questioned, for the candidate to be questioned in areas that, for example, we are not clear about. Well, we all know what's happening, but that's the way it is. The choice is still ours. So let's move to the next story.
Moving on to the next story, the punch this time. Yoruba Nation agitators welcome Akintoye's exit back at Deniro.
This Yoruba Nation thing, it took me by surprise, though. I didn't know that the man would resign and then name his successor. As far as I'm concerned, the Omo Oduwa worldwide is a large organization, and I don't know what their constitution says about appointing a new leader. To be honest with you, the Omo Oduwa worldwide had not been properly and well organized to achieve what they want, and that is the Yoruba Nation. The first law in an organization like that you call worldwide is democracy. And I'd like to know if an election took place, if an election took place to appoint, I don't know, but if they're happy with it, so be it. Okay. So, Professor Banji Akintoye says, because of age, look at what he says here. He said, I hereby inform Ilana through you of my departure from further responsibilities. I urge you to call you and all others not to think of this step, that this step is a consequence of recent difficulties in Ilana. As you know better than any other person, I've been seeking for over a year now to take my leave from Ilana, because combining the duties of Ilana with the duties of the great elevated demands of the self-determination struggle has been too heavy for me in my age. I give Professor Banji Akintoye credit for this. He knows that age has come. He cannot apply himself as well as he would want to. And he has most likely exited most likely for a much younger person. That is a mark of honor for me. Whether there were anything at the back end that puts him out, I don't know. But for us to have a Nigerian who will say, oh, because of age, I need to hand this baton over to another person, in itself, is something that is commendable, just that act, without knowing the circumstances behind it. I just call on the Ilana, what's the name again? I need to get it right.
Ilana Modua.
For them to get themselves properly organized, have proper headquarters, have proper officers, elected, not chosen. The moment you have something that says the chosen, it becomes a cult-like thing. Okay, elected, open up for, if you want people, you want funding from people all over the world and so on and so forth, you must be democratic in nature, and you must be process-driven. What they need the most in this in Ilana to achieve what they want is they need a group of about 5 to 6 top lawyers to advise whoever is the leader on the way to move in all these things. I could take the whole day talking about this, but there you are. So Professor Wale Adeniran is the new leader. When contacted, the General Secretary Tunde Hamzat said the organization had affirmed Adeniran as its new leader, adding that no election was needed for that. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Today, Abza says there is no election is needed to affirm Adeniran as new leader. So how was he picked? Well, let me quote him. He says, Wale Adeniran is a new leader. No election is taking place. The Congress already affirmed him. And asked about the alleged crisis rocking the self-determination group, he says there is no crisis. But we get to know that there's a credibility problem, you know, credibility problem. The accusations are going back and forth, intimidation, non-accountability, and all kinds of things. Well, they're an organization. They'll take care of themselves.
Yeah.
They have
fear they should handle it?
They should handle it.
Really? Let's go to the Vanguard. Let's drop the punch for now. Scarcity, growing queues at petrol stations, baffling. That's according to Moment.
Let me first of all thank the manager of the petrol station where I bought fuel yesterday. They had mercy on an old man queuing in shorts and the shirts. Had to go myself to look for petrol yesterday. And of course, you must be Uncle Jimmy. Okay, just Uncle Vice, I will get the driver to help you fill the car. You just go to have a soft drink. So I put my feet on.
And you did not call me. This is just not nice. It is not nice. My tank is almost empty. Let me finish. That's a scarcity. This is essential commodity. I need fuel. You did not call me.
If you want me to take you there, I will first of all call the owner of the station in America to give me a green card. So if you want. But the one I called you, you didn't go yesterday. And so this is...
I was head up in traffic.
So was I.
I was lamenting furiously.
So was I. Growing queues at petrol stations baffling, honestly. Hey, Sheriff, what happened to that DSS warning?
Nothing.
Okay, so the DSS gave a warning.
Yeah.
And there's still scarcity. So what have the DSS done? Who has been arrested? What is the report?
Beats me. Like, it beat me.
So they huffed and puffed and couldn't blow the house down.
Yeah.
Sad. Anyway, checks by Vanguard around Abuja show that queues had returned to the pre-DSS intervention period, although the pump price has remained the same at 180 at major outlets and 250, 280 at filling. Even in Lagos, Yana, it's gone to about 230, 250, depending on which station you are in. Executive Secretary of Moman, Mr. Clement Isong, pointed out that marketers and tanker drivers have worked very hard in the past week to ensure that the product was available across the country. And he says, I don't know why there are CQs. I think people have been working flat out in the last 2 months and they are getting tired, especially at the front line. We have worked hard in the past six to eight months, maybe mini fatigue. It's not fatigue. Somebody somewhere is either sabotaging the process, or the truth of the matter is that there is simply no fuel. It must be one of the two. And we want the DSS to step in again, because you stepped in, issued a warning. Apparently, the warning has not been complied with. It hasn't frightened anybody, and we still have scarcity. So going home, for those of you who are going to travel, going home is going to be very, very tough. And please, whatever you do, I beg you in the name of God, do not go on the highway with petrol in your boots. Don't even dare. Don't even think about it. You know, I plead with you. It is not a matter of life and death to travel home. The masquerade that you want to be part of, the masquerade, whatever it is, it will happen whether you are there or not. Whatever you do, please, because it's one thing for you to have a full tank to take you to where you are going. Getting a full tank back could present a problem. And one of the things we are going to examine at 9 o'clock is, for example, what happens to your car if you put bad fuel in it and things like that. I hope the gentleman turns up. We're going to look at that, you know, from an engineer's perspective. For me, I would say, unless it is a matter of life and death, stay where you are this Christmas. Stay where you are. And for just for information, the federal government has declared 26 and 27 as public holidays. So 26 would be Christmas is
25th Sunday.
So Monday and Tuesday.
That's right.
They are public holidays, and also January 2nd. For those of you who don't work, for us,
what can we do?
Business as usual.
Yeah.
We should be compensated, though, don't you think?
I think so too.
Should be compensated. Though. Can we publish our accounts so that you can?
Oh, I can't.
I can't work.
Okay, so this next story is pretty interesting. 2023 APC, LP, PDP disagree over ANAP poll results. That's in the Vanguard.
Yeah, okay, so the ANAP is, I don't know if he set it up, but he is the face of the organization, ANAP, Atedo Peterson.
That's
you
right.
know, and as far as I'm concerned, Atedo is a very credible person. I don't think he'd be playing games with things like this. But so what has he done? He has occasionally this ANAP poll that he has given to some agency in the United States to run for him, you know, just so that he can be fair and so on and so forth. And the ANAP poll shows that Peter Obi of the Labour Party is the favorite to win the 2023 election. Let me read what it says. It says, for the second time in 4 months, the survey concluded this month showed that Peter Obi is ahead of three other candidates. The other candidates are APC, Ashwa Adubola Tinubu, Atiku Abubakar, and Rabiu Kwakwanso. The poll conducted by NOI Polls Limited and commissioned by ANAP showed that Obi had 23%, Tinubu scored 13, Atiku got 10, and Kwakwanso got 2% in the fresh poll released in December. And this was announced by Atedo Peterside himself. Peterside is quoted to have said that the 2023 election has moved past a three-horse race. Are you with me? To a four-horse race. He says nobody has gained or lost more than 2% or 3%. I don't know whether that is good news or bad news, but it is as if nothing has happened fundamentally. No shift from the last one that they did. In reacting to the ANAP poll, Mr. Danjuma Shedi, APC senatorial candidate in Taraba, who currently represents some place in Taraba, an area in Taraba, says that the survey was conducted on elite and social media users who he said were not in any way close to grassroots voters that want Tinubu. And I think that's a given, to be honest with you, because you had to have a telephone to be, you know, on the social media. So I agree with him on that. He says that the sample polls are mere assessment from social media users, and from my experience in Nigeria's politics, the report we are getting from the grassroots, which is our target as a party, is Tinubu all the way. I don't know about that. That's propaganda again. But I do agree that on deep thinking, you will realize that it's geared towards the elites, you know, and people in the urban areas. And the grassroots are over 60% of the nation's population. That is the direction of our presidential candidate, Ashwa Adubola Tinubu. I think the grassroots even are more reliable than the elites. On the day of the elections, half of these elites that are voting here might jolly well still be voting on the social media. Or some of them might not even have PVC cards.
That's right.
So that argument goes on. But the argument of the PDP, the reaction of PDP, I find quite unfortunate. Let me read the headline. It says, "Surveys hatchet job, Atiku strongest on ground, Melaye." Instead of, I would have preferred if Melaye gave an informed reaction, rather than
same here.
And then throwing and saying that it's a hatchet job. Because what he has actually done is insulted ANAP's and Atedo Peterside's credibility. And that is very unfortunate. It shouldn't be coming from Dino, who is a former senator. And he said, the survey, now listen to Dino's reaction again. Look at the language used. These things tell you, from the language used and reactions, they tell you the kind of government you're going to be having should you vote anybody in. And he says, the survey is rubbish and a hatchet man's job. You know? And says Peter can continue to win on social media and teleguided surveys while Atiku is winning in reality and on the ground. There is no polling unit on social media or laptops. Atiku is evangelizing and spreading the gospel of a new Nigeria. He's speaking to the very issues bedeviling our people and offering concrete solutions and so on and so forth. And I think that reaction is, we need to be civil in the things that we do.
Are you honestly surprised?
I can't talk. you did it to me the other time. So I can't talk. I don't know.
Oh my God!
But I tell you, it's like the exercise I'm doing now. Anybody who's not civil on Facebook or Twitter, I just knock them off my list, because we can still look at the reaction of the APC. To be fair, is civil.
Yeah.
It's civil, and the argument they put forward is credible.
I mean, I'm even forced to even reason along that line.
Yeah, I don't know. You see, these spokespersons are going to put a lot of their principals in trouble. You know, they're going to put a lot of it's rubbish. So what are we supposed to do? Just believe it because you said so. And then you go and cast aspersions on a fine gentleman. You know, very fine. I've known Atedo Peterside right from the days when he was in New Breed. He has a track record. He has a track right from when we were in New Breed, when he was in New Breed with Patu Tommy and Co. in New Breed under Chris Okolie. Some of you don't know that he started as a journalist. And he sets up an organization in good faith and does this, and then somebody just comes and says that it's a hatchet job. Hatchet job means he was paid to do it. How much can you pay Atedo Peterside to do this? I hope you know he's the founder of IBTC. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
I mean, come on. And like I said, these reactions show you the kind of government that is going to be run. Anyway, the Presidential Campaign Council of the Labour Party welcomed the outcome of the survey. Of course they would. This is their principal. And the chief spokesperson of the Labour Party Presidential Council, Yunus Atanko, said, "We welcome it." He points to the fact that Nigerians are identifying with their candidates and their message. But he says, for us, it means a call to work harder because there is still a lot of work to be done. While the poll is in our favor, we are not resting on us, and we are not taking the support of Nigerians, not taking